Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow up to 33 degrees, Johannesburg 31, eMalahleni also reaching a high of 31. We start with the big news of the day, phase two of rescue operations in Northwest, where illegal miners claim to be trapped underground in a closed mine shaft is underway. A community volunteer who went underground reported that more than 4,000 people were still in the abandoned shaft, but authorities have disputed this figure. Meanwhile, the provincial legislature's public safety said that there is no additional budget for these operations. Here's the committee's Freddy Sonakile.
Some monies of rehabilitation and other funds had to be used to come here. The police to go and ask their counterparts who are in other areas to bring vehicles and all that, which are budgeted for in other areas and not necessarily here. So it means there's going to be a need for shift somewhere in budget.
Over to political matters, the ANC has decided to uphold the decision by the National Disciplinary Committee of Appeal to expel former President Jacob Zuma. He was expelled from the party in July for endorsing the MK party, this now ahead of the general elections in May. Zuma was granted an opportunity to appeal the decision, but the ANC upheld the expulsion, citing his violation of the party's core values. Here's party spokesperson Mahlengi Bengu Motsiri.
His actions have undermined the unity and cohesion of the movement at a time when it is critical to consolidate and push forward with organizational renewal and confront the pressing challenges facing South Africa.
In other news, Gauteng Provincial Legislature Chairperson Dalton Adams urged women who experience abuse to break free. He launched the government's 16 Days of Activism campaign against violence against women and children.
The minute you begin to see the signs of violence in your home, rise and speak up. It is better for your children to have a whole mother than to have a mother in a coffin.
Then news from the region. The SADC military mission led by the South African National Defence Force will be in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo for another year. The decision was announced by the intergovernmental organisation following an extraordinary summit held in Harare. Anastasia Mokobu reports on the condition on the ground in the DRC.
Over 6 million people remain displaced and 27 million are food insecure due to ongoing conflict and disrupted farming. The M23 rebel group, allegedly supported by Rwanda, continues to resist regional and government forces.
But there are those who believe that SANDF's resources can be used more effectively elsewhere. One of them is the independent defense analyst, Kwebis Mare. According to him, South African taxpayers will have to pay for the deployment.
The war in the Eastern DRC is not our war. It's not a South African war. South Africa is the most southern member of SADC, and there's no justification for us to depend on the taxpayer to foot the bill for our soldiers in the DRC.
And finally, the judge in President-elect Donald Trump's criminal hush money case ordered that sentencing be delayed indefinitely. It's considered to be a legal win for Trump as he prepares to return to the White House. For more details, visit jacarandafm.com, click on news. I'm Marlene Fischer from myself and the rest of the team. Good night.
Guaranteed to keep your party going all night long. The Jacaranda FM Party Night.
I do it for the ladies, but I gotta keep it hood. Where we at, Polo?
Hey!
I see you, Ron. Yo, Keith, you was right. But we just getting started. Yeah, man.
You say you're searching for somebody that'll take you out and do you right. Well, come here, baby, and let daddy show you what it feels like. You know all you gotta do is tell me what you're sipping on.